Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
I know that everybody is incredibly shocked and outraged over Donald Trump's comments about Rob Reiner and his wife less than 12 hours after they were pronounced dead after being stabbed in their Hollywood home. But honestly, my reaction when I saw that post from him, to be honest, I wasn't even shocked, which in and of itself worries me because I feel like I, along with the rest of the country, have become rather desensitized to what the president is saying. And I'm not saying the post isn't shocking in and of itself, just to clarify. I'm saying that when I saw that post, I almost knew that Donald Trump was going to take this to a new low, to a new extreme. I know how desperate he is, and I know how much he likes to just drag us down to the depths of hell with the standards that he sets as the president of the United States. So right when I saw that post, my friend sent it in this group chat that we have with some MAGA people, some liberals, and everyone was outraged. And I said, can't you guys see? This is the entire game that Trump likes to play. He likes to shock people. He likes to make people outraged. Only today, he took it so far that even his own MAGA fan base can't defend him. Even his own MAGA fan base has had enough of his vile, cruel style of politics. But just to bring this back, the reason why I was not shocked that Donald Trump's post, I feel like I'm not trying to be blunt here. I'm just saying the reason why I was not shocked is because over the past decade, I've seen Donald Trump do things like this over and over and over. He made fun of a reporter with a physical disability back on the campaign trail in 2015. He said he grabs women by the pussy because they let him do it. Donald Trump 2 weeks ago said Alyssa Slotkin should be executed, and 4 weeks ago he posted AI videos of Obama being arrested. 2 months ago, Donald Trump was making fun of Thomas Massie's deceased wife, and 4 months ago, Donald Trump was cutting U.S. AID and killing people en masse in other countries. So when I saw this post about Rob Reiner, yes, of course, it is a crazy, effing, despicable, evil, vile post, but I wasn't really shocked. I understand that Donald Trump is playing this game, this vile game of politics, which for every other American than him, it's not a game. This is the reality for minorities in America, for people who need healthcare, who need affordability, who need a whole list of things. But for Trump, it is just this outrage game because he is insulated from all of these problems. But this brings me on to the broader, the next problem. The reason why this video is titled I've Had Enough is because the one thing in our political landscape that I have had enough of, there's a lot of things, but the one thing mainly that is really depressing to me is the double standard of expectations. Friend of the show Pondering Politics calls it the asymmetry of expectations between the two sides, and it's so incredibly true. We talk about it on the show all the time, but let me just flesh this out. Hillary Clinton back in the 1990s had a year-long scandal because a decade prior to Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton taking office, Hillary made like $10,000 off of trading something in the stock market while Bill Clinton was in office. This was a year-long scandal. And really quickly, as we head into the holiday season, I want to give a huge thank you to Aura Frames for sponsoring this video and for having such a great product to give to family members that are either a long distance or family members that live in the same town as you. Basically, Aura Frames allow you to send photos to your family members in very meaningful ways. You can send either a photo or a video, and they appear on the frame wherever it is, across the town, across the country, across the world. I'm getting one for a family member for Christmas that lives about 2 hours away, and I'll update them with photos. They can send. Yet Donald Trump, a few decades later, had Melania Trump get a $40 million movie deal with Amazon after meeting with Jeff Bezos secretly in the White House. This secret meeting then was parlayed into a $40 million Amazon movie deal for Melania Trump. So Hillary Clinton 30 years ago went through a year-long scandal because of a small profit that she made a decade prior, legitimately. Melania Trump is currently leveraging the office of the White House to make money, and this is only a small bit of the money that Trump has brought in. His net worth has gone from $4.3 billion to $7.3 billion over the past few months, a $3 billion increase in net worth when Joe Biden only went from about $8 to $11 million. Joe Biden, you know, he had real estate assets, investments that increased in price, and he profited. Normal. But Donald Trump has been so corrupt, and this brings me back to the asymmetry of expectations. Most Americans think that both sides are corrupt, that Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump are one and the same. Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump are two sides of the same bird. What do they say? Two wings of the same bird or whatever. No, it's not. Nancy Pelosi's quote-unquote corruption is a grain of sand on the beach, on Trump's beach of corruption, where he owns every single grain of cryptocurrency sand that he has over and over accumulated through corruption. What about January 6th? People will say that Hillary Clinton one time called Trump an illegitimate president. Yeah, she did. And Democrats shouldn't use language like that, especially when we're not saying an election was stolen, because Hillary wasn't. She was just saying that in her eyes, Donald Trump is an illegitimate president. Well, sure, you can argue that, but politicians need to be careful with their words. But they will say that one statement from Hillary Clinton is the same as Donald Trump claiming the election was stolen. For a year before the election happened, then on election night, he took the stage and declared victory before the votes were counted. Then after that, Donald Trump repeatedly said the election was stolen from him. Over and over and over, he lied. Even after the court cases were proven wrong, he called officials, tried to flip the results of the election. So spare me the tears when Hillary Clinton called him an illegitimate president one time. Again, this is an example of what I've had enough of. The asymmetry of standards between the two sides. Donald Trump tried to rig an election and people compare it to Democrats. This brings me on to what happened today. Any other president would essentially not even get impeached because what he said wasn't illegal. He should be impeached for a lot of other things, for the potential alleged war crimes, for the absolutely certain corruption that's happening. He should be impeached for his treatment of Kilmer Armando Abrego Garcia, and he should be impeached for his tariffs. Many, many things he could be impeached for. But what Donald Trump did today was just a new level of depraved, a new level of sick in the head. And honestly, there should be consequences for the president of the United States saying something like this. Honestly, if Obama would have said this, he probably would have gotten impeached. If Biden would have said this, there would have been years and years of probably investigations into his family. Like, they would have gone hard on him. Yet Donald Trump is able to skirt away with, over the past few weeks, saying that Democrats should be hung, posting AI videos of Obama. I actually have a pretty fleshed out list that Micah Irfan and I have made. Let me pull this up, because we have an entire list of the things that Trump has done. The January 6th scheme, denying the 2020 election, calling for the Constitution to be terminated. Remember that one? Subverting Congress to put tariffs on other countries. Publicly asking Pam Bondi to indict three people. That one he should be impeached for, absolutely. Trying to run for a third term. Calling Marjorie Taylor Greene Marjorie Traitor Greene. An AI video of Obama being arrested. Calling for the hanging of Democrats. He weaponized the DOJ against his opponents, then called for Pritzker and Johnson to be arrested. He sent the military into Democratic cities while investigating Act Blue, our main pack. He's going after the media, after law firms, after CNN, after Jimmy Kimmel. He's trying to illegally redistrict the country. He's purging immigrants with brutal ICE raids. People are getting fired from the FBI for having LGBTQ flags on their desks. All of these things would have ended the presidency of any normal person in any normal time period. And right now, I know that I'm yapping. I apologize for the yapping. If you like it, make sure you drop a like and double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. And let me know in the comment section. But I'm going to keep yapping, because today, Donald Trump took the United States political atmosphere to a new low. He set the standard, such a standard that when he passes away in the future, inevitably passes away, even though it feels like this guy's a cockroach, never goes away. But when Donald Trump inevitably does pass away, how are people not just going to use his post today as a justification to make fun of it and meme about it? He has set a new standard, and he has lowered the bar for American politics. I'm going to leave it there. I love you all, and peace out.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack. There's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.